Hey, Sister Travelers. Well, what do you do if a friend asks to join your solo trip? How do you respond? Well, I'll get into some ideas of how you can respond to these requests in this episode. Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. So here you are planning a solo trip and you share what you're doing with your friend. You share where you're going and suddenly they get really excited and want to join you. But in your mind, you've had this thought of doing this solo for a while and maybe this is your first solo trip and so you're really excited, or you've been doing solo and so you have your own kind of ideas of what the trip will look like. But you don't want to disappoint your friend. You don't want to, you know, cause any kind of rift between you. You want to somehow respond gently. So you have actually two options with your response, in my opinion. But before we get to those responses, you know, you really have to ask yourself a major question before you decide how to answer and respond to your friend. Obviously, your response is going to be yes or no, but I'm going to get a little more detail of how you can answer this without feeling guilty or, you know, that you are saying yes or no. All right. So the first question that you really need to ask yourself is, where do you stand mentally, and are you willing to give up the idea of a solo trip? And if in your gut right away you say no, then that's your answer. But maybe you like the idea of going with somebody, because we all know it's nice to share a travel experience with somebody else and that you can share those memories for years and years on end, right? So there are some pros and cons. And so maybe you are open to the idea of having your friend join you on this initially planned solo trip, right? But let's get into, let's say you are considering letting your friend come with you, right? Considering having someone join you on your solo trip that you started planning. You might want to ask a couple more questions. First of all, I like to evaluate whether this person would be a good travel companion and kind of mesh with how I travel. So you want to ask yourself first, you know, you probably know yourself very well and that you know what kind of travel person you are, what your sort of style is, and whether you kind of go with the flow. Maybe you like to plan down to the minute, you know, consider that. And then see if you can determine what kind of travel style your friend is. And if they're similar, or you think there's enough that you're willing to compromise. Now, I want to say one thing about compromise is that, yes, often when we travel with other people, there's some compromise, there's some give and take on both sides. But we want to be careful that it's one, not one-sided, that one person continually has to compromise, but that it's not too much that you are going to maybe resent that person for, you know, changing your travel plans as you had intended. The other thing to consider is what type of activities, this also goes with sort of their style, activities will your friend want to participate in your travels? For example, maybe you love to go see all the museums in the area and you love art, yet this person that wants to travel with you has no interest in that. So that compromise might be a little much, right? So you have to consider, you know, what activities would you two enjoy? Do you like to do things together? Is there a commonality with you? Maybe you both like to be out in nature. That's great. Then you can find common things to do on your trip that you both love to do. So consider that. The other thing is, what I like to think, are they morning or night people, right? I'm not a morning person. So for me to travel with someone that is a morning person is probably frustrating for them. And it's also frustrating for me, because then I feel like I have to get up early, and or if I'm trying to sleep and they're up and you're sharing space with them, it can be a little hairy. So consider that as well. How do they like to travel? Do they travel with the flow? Do they have things planned? You know, lots of things to consider when you are considering having someone join you on your solo adventure. I probably have used this example before, but I do love to travel with my older son. I think he likes to travel with me too, but you know, we are similar in some ways. And we both are not morning people. We both enjoy a certain amount of art, but not too much. You know, we hit a museum or two, right? We like to be outside. But the other thing is, we like to, in a sense, I guess, slow travel, in that we take it easy. We love taking even a little nap in the middle of the day when we travel. Or there's a respect for each of us for our space. I do love to have my own space and even have some alone time. And so we were able, for example, when we were in Austria, there was a day when he decided to stay behind and take a little nap. And I decided to go to the Mozart Park and just lounge on the lawn, take a book, people watch. And so this gave us a little time of our own, because we both like our alone time and our space. So ask yourself that. If that's you, is your friend going to be able to respect that? You know, find out from them how they like to travel, what they would like to see during this trip that you're planning, depending on where you're going. So those are things to consider if you're considering this person joining you. I would also make sure, if you say yes and you find out, hey, we're going to be a good match, I think it would work out well, make sure that that person is committed to doing the trip. And because I have heard of stories where, you know, a solo traveler does let a friend join them, and then suddenly, either midway through the planning or right at the end, this friend decides to back out. And so they are left back to solo travel, but they've already planned this trip based on two people. So make sure that this person is truly committed, and they're not just like, oh, I'd love to go there, right? But make sure they are truly committed. They got the time off of work, whatever it is, before you start to really dig into planning. And so this would be things to consider if you are going to say yes, like you have in your heart to say yes. Now, the touchy part is, how do you respond if you really don't want someone to join you, right? You really, truly know this needs to be a solo trip. You have it in your mind, you have it in your gut feeling that this needs to be solo for whatever reason, okay? Maybe you need to get away, and this is how you do that, right? Well, how do you let your friend down easy? Well, you need to be honest. That's the first thing. You just need to be honest. Share with them how you're feeling as far as, hey, I'm really needing this to be a solo trip. But then follow it up with the fact that, hey, let's consider us doing a different trip together. And that kind of makes them also feel like they are part of the process of planning a trip with you, versus you have this idea of a solo trip and suddenly they want to tag along. So make sure you are being truly honest with your friend about your intentions, how you're feeling, and then follow it up so that they don't feel rejected, right? With the fact that, hey, I'm open. Let's brainstorm about maybe some other place that we could go together. and let's determine when we can do that. Maybe it's just a weekend trip with them, right? And test it out. I like to think that's a better idea than planning this huge international trip, possibly, where it's a week, maybe 10 days, when you don't really know how you might travel with that person. So consider maybe going to them, you know, letting them down easy, letting them know that you still love them as a friend, but then suggest, hey, let's try a weekend trip and let's drive so-and-so place, right? And that would give you a great opportunity, a testing ground to see if you are a good match for traveling with that person. And please, please, sisters, don't feel obligated. If you truly, truly feel in your heart you need this to be a solo trip, then you need to express that. You need to be honest about that and stick to your guns about it, but let your friend know how much you appreciate them wanting to join you. You think it's wonderful. You would love to share. You can say, I would love to share a travel experience with you. So let's brainstorm about some other ideas. So that's how I would respond if a friend came to me after I started planning a solo trip and wanted to join. I would have to weigh all those options that I gave you. And of course, your answer is yes or no, but you have to determine in your own heart whether it is a yes or no to you. And then respond graciously to that friend, whether it's yes or no. And I hope that gives you some peace of mind because it often does happen. And then you feel kind of guilty, right? So don't feel guilty. This is your plan. This is your idea. And know that you need to listen to your gut as well. So if you truly feel conflicted, definitely weigh out some of those pros and cons I mentioned earlier and talk with your friend and see how, you know, see what kind of travel person they are, so you can truly evaluate and determine, and even say that to them and say, hey, I would consider it. Can we sit down and discuss what would you like to do on this trip if you were to go? I mean, don't give them the green light yet. Just say, let's sit down, let's make sure we're gonna be a good pair. Let's see, maybe you already have dates set aside because you've already gotten your time off, right? And then make sure those dates work for them. And if they don't, then maybe that's your answer as well. So I hope this helps you. I get that question a lot, and it can be a little touchy of a question, but there are ways to respectfully, graciously speak with your friend, maybe it's a family member, to let them know truly how you're feeling. And that way you're kind of feel relieved, whether you say yes or no, you've done your due diligence, you've spoken with them in a respectful manner. So get out there, my sisters, have those adventures, whether they're solo or not. I know this is solo, a podcast, but sometimes, and I even myself, I go on trips with somebody else, but it's nice to mix it up. And maybe you're giving an opportunity. I like to look at it as an opportunity, either to say yes or no to having someone join you. I hope this helps. Hey, sister travelers. Did this podcast inspire and encourage you or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.